We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the UCLA Sports Network. For your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics.
Steps into a throw downfield. Dulcich got it. Touchdown, UCLA.
Fires over the middle. It's picked off. UCLA with another takeaway.
He's going to gun the engine and go. Touchdown, UCLA. And here come the Bruins.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show. Your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, you know things are going your way when you got ESPN's Game Day showing up on campus, and that is what the UCLA football team has to look forward to this weekend. And we can't wait. Welcome in to the Bruin Insider Show. We are here with you for the next hour. This is the best place for Bruin athletic content. Let's welcome you to the team. That man over there under center, that is Wayne Cook. He is on Twitter at Wayne Cook UCLA, a former, of course, quarterback with the Bruins. Then there's Nick Cope over on the slot there, and he is on Twitter at NKOOP. And I am Brian Fenley, and I'm somewhere on the bench, and I'm on Twitter at Brian Fenley. So as far as what we have to look forward to, guys, coming off a win against Washington, the Bruins are 5-2, a huge win for UCLA, getting the job done against Jimmy Lake and the Dogs up in Seattle. So we'll talk about that game. Look at the improvements from the Bruins in terms of pass defense, the running abilities of Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and how lethal that is. And Wayne, I know we're going to get into the specifics when it comes to where the fans can show up for the College Game Day experience on campus with ESPN there. I heard they open things up at 4 a.m. on Saturday. Why do I think you're going to have a tent and be there all night long? I just have this feeling.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's crazy? I most likely, unless they ask me to be the celebrity guest picker, which they're not going to, I probably won't be there because we're going to be out at the Rose Bowl starting early. You know, everybody else show up at the bottom there of Jan's steps and let's get crazy. College Game Day is an awesome experience. You will have a blast. You better stick and show up. This team is 5-2. They've won back-to-back road wins in the Pac-12 Conference. I'm pumped. And really, you guys, the two losses have been losses we could go back and evaluate. And those are losses that UCLA very easily could have won. Huge game against Oregon, still a top 10 team. I'm telling you, it does not – we haven't had a game like this in a long, long time, you guys. So all Bruin fans, show up at UCLA's campus for College Game Day and then get your butts over to the Rose Bowl and let's get loud, let's get crazy, and let's have so much fun, because these kind of games don't come along, you know, all the time. You know, we've been starving as Bruin fans. It's time. This is the year. Let's get after it. Let's go crazy.
Yeah, all eyes are going to be on UCLA for College Game Day. There's not a great schedule of games this weekend. People are going to watch Game Day. They're going to turn on our game against the Ducks at the Rose Bowl at 12:30. The Game Day atmosphere starts with students. They start with fans, so hope to see everyone out there. I'm going to be out there, Wayne. I'm going to be there. Then I'm going to head over to the Rose Bowl. It's going to be a great day. And, guys, perhaps one thing already going in UCLA's favor, in Southern California, duck hunting season opens this Saturday. I don't know how many duck hunters there are around LA. Maybe. I got to workshop
maybe
that a little
Elmer
more yet.
Elmer Fudd and say it's duck season? Something weird like
exactly.
that?
Exactly. So, Brian, as the saying goes, the Oregon Ducks are fair game.
You know, why do I feel like, Nick, you had that written out before and you were so ready to hit that, like you were waiting all day to get that line in? But yeah, you're absolutely right. We're going to have a lot of fun talking.
I did. No shame.
No shame. Hey, at least you're honest. That's all that matters here. And we're all transparent with you here on the Bruin Insider Show. So not only are we going to talk a lot of football, but we have basketball season coming up, and Peyton Watson, the phenom freshman, is going to join us on the program. Also, UCLA defensive back Obi Igbo. So we have a show with a lot of celebrities on it. And coming up next, we are going to talk that Washington game over the weekend, what our biggest impressions were, where the Bruins thrived, and what they can learn from that experience. A 24-17 W for the Bruins over the Huskies. We'll get into that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
It's Looney Tunes versus Goons, and LeBron James is leading the charge in Space Jam, A New Legacy, now available at Redbox. When LeBron and his son are trapped in a digital space, they join the Looney Tunes gang and face a powered-up roster of NBA and WNBA stars on the court. The high-stakes game scores lots of laughs and shines a light on the power of being yourself. Watch Space Jam, A New Legacy, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
What do the Bruins and superstar Aaron Donald have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Aaron with the best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Oh, we got a lot of fun to talk about as far as this UCLA football win over the weekend. But before we go any further, we want to make sure you know that Team Talk is in part brought to you by the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. Born and brewed in Southern California since 1963 and home of the original ice blended drink, the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has grown to over 1,000 stores in nearly 30 countries. Visit coffeebean.com for more information. So we are working that trips formation. Wayne Cook, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley here. And we are enamored by the play, specifically when we look at the Bruins' win over the weekend against the Dogs, 24-17. I wanted to start out, Wayne, with UCLA's pass defense, because it looked like when it came to the pass defense, it has been a sore subject. It hasn't been playing at the level that Chip Kelly and the guys have wanted to for most of the season. But something changed out there this Saturday, holding the Huskies to under 200 yards passing. Quentin Lake was back there. He looked healthy. He was all over the field making plays. He had a pick. And then afterwards, there was the pick from Devin Kirkwood, the true freshman. Certainly, you would think, solidifying the win as he was able to beat his defender, come up with the grab, and say, this is Bruin win to keep. So what would you say about this pass defense for UCLA and how they took a big step on Saturday?
Yeah, Brian. I mean, like, so let's start with Lake. We needed Quentin Lake. I think we saw last year when he got hurt how much it affected the pass defense when he was has been banged up. Because remember, you guys, I don't even think he was really there yet, even, you know, in the Arizona game. I thought he looked like himself. You were seeing him sideline to sideline making physical tackles. I mean, I don't know. You know, I know his dad taught him how to play football, but he tackles high. Like, he gets people around the neck and throws them down like he's angry at somebody. He's just an intense football player, and I think that matters. I think when you have maturity and you have intensity and you have someone on that top end that can kind of be a leader and play the way he plays, I really do think I think he changes this unit. Some of the interesting things that we should point out, you guys, before we get crazy, is third down, defense was not good. You know, Washington completed a lot of third down passes, so while the yards weren't anything spectacular, there was a lot of completions that I think, you know, UCLA is going to have to, you know, keep working to clean up. You don't want to give a team that many opportunities with as many. I mean, I don't remember what the Nick probably does, but they were really good on third down. And so while I saw huge improvement, I liked the aggressiveness of the defense and how they got into the backfield. I think they did a lot of good things. I still would like to see that part cleaned up. Like, you know, and this is bad because Cam Johnson's been so good all year. They kind of went after him in this game and got quite a few completions. But I think people sometimes that's misleading because even though there were completions, he was still right there. And I think sometimes you will give up pass play, especially in the modern era of football. It's hard to stop people. It really is. But if you can keep them to short passes and make tackles, you force them into long fields, and then we saw that they weren't great in the red zone, and so that was good for UCLA as well. So the only thing I would probably pick on with the defense is just the third down defense. I think that's one thing that they definitely are going to need to clean up.
Yeah, Wayne, 9 of 14 for Washington on third downs. They're also 1 of 1 on fourth down. So Bruins need to get off the field at a more regular rate than that. One thing, though, when we're talking about the defense that I've noticed these last couple weeks is we're getting more out of the middle linebackers. I remember a couple weeks ago we were saying we need to get more out of that second level from the defense. We're not calling guys' names enough. Well, Caleb Johnson has put together two really strong games in a row. Jordan Jenmark-Heath was among the team's leaders in tackles over the weekend, had a sack. Ali Kaho just seems like he could get a TFL on any play. And so very encouraged these last couple weeks, Wayne, by this middle linebacker spot. Cam Medrano, of course, he got a little nicked up at the beginning of his game. He is also among that group as well, and we like what we've seen from him. So very encouraged by the progress that these guys have made the last couple weeks, because that's a very underrated spot. We talk about the pass coverage in the secondary. We talk about pressure up front. But these guys in the middle, they can make plays too.
Well, and it's going to matter a ton going forward. They're going to play a running back in Dye, who's really good for Oregon, who is a big part of their offense, that they're going to have to make plays. I love the way Caleb Johnson's been playing the last 2 weeks. You know, I be honest with you, I felt like we weren't calling his name enough. We know that as seasons go on, we talked about injuries in the secondary. But there have been injuries, you know, and that sometimes we don't know about, where guys maybe look a step slow. A lot of times that's because of just in season being dinged up and not feeling great. He has looked like a new man. Caleb Johnson has the last couple of weeks. Jordan Kinmar-Keith has looked really good. I'm a little worried, you guys, about Kane Medrano. He did not play again after the very first kickoff, and it looked like they were working on his upper thigh, which scares me a little bit because, again, I'm not here to see, you know, I have no idea what it is, but if it's a Charlie horse, if it's a really bad, you know, thigh bruise, those can be nasty. I mean, those can be very difficult to play through, and he's such an athletic player. He's tall. He moves well. So it'll be interesting to see how he progresses as the week goes on. I hope he's okay. I'll tell you guys a quick little story about Caleb Johnson, though. I was in the locker room after the game, and, you know, I interviewed Dorian Thompson-Robinson, but I was hoping to get, you know, Caleb as well because I just thought he played so good again, and Quentin Lake for that matter. But I saw Caleb, and I just said, hey, man, I go, you have been on fire the last couple weeks. And he just had the biggest smile on his face. I mean, for everybody out there that maybe is just listening and doesn't really get it, everybody, every one of these guys that plays football, I mean, these guys are students at such a difficult university that is UCLA. And they're every single day they're busting their butts to practice and work hard. And trust me, they feel the losses and they feel the wins. I mean, they were so pumped to go on the road, Husky Stadium, homecoming, and get this victory to set up a huge game with Oregon. And by the way, Arizona State lost. So, you know, there's a lot going forward. I am just so happy for these guys. And Caleb Johnson's smile was just, to me, I can't get it out of my head because it just reminds me of how much fun it is to play this game, especially when you're playing it well.
Yeah, Wayne, you brought up the standings in the division on the south side. Utah 3-0, Arizona State 3-1, UCLA 3-1. Those are the top three teams, so the Bruins are in the thick of things. Speaking of a perpetual smile, anybody out there watching the post-game press conference and saw Quentin Lake, he was talking to the media. He could not frown. There was nothing that he could do but smile and grin, and it was just a beautiful sight to see for this team. A lot of good things and a lot of beautiful things to see on the offensive side for the UCLA Bruins in this game, and we've got a lot to unpack when it comes to that, and we're going to get to that right after this. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show for UCLA from Learfield.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else. Redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8-clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cashback bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
San Manuel Casino is changing its name and changing the game. San Manuel Casino is now Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel. With two new casino floors, now with over 6,500 slots, the most in the West. A new high-limit room for 5 elevated gaming experiences. New luxury retail shops, restaurants, and bars. And even more thrills to come. Experience a level of thrill that California has never seen before. San Manuel Casino is now Yamaba Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Details at Yamaba.com. Must be 21. Please gamble responsibly.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
So that UCLA football team put up some Madden-like numbers in the running game when the Bruins went up to Seattle over the weekend and beat the Dogs 24-17. And we're going to talk about the offensive side of things. But before we get into that, attention student gamer, speaking of Madden, the $150,000 level next Madden National Championship is back, sponsored by Unilever, supporting Feeding America with 1 million meals this fall. Registration closes on October 11th, so be sure to sign up now at levelnextesports.com. Well, Wayne, I thought I was watching a video game by what Dorian Thompson-Robinson was doing out there. There was a little bit of trepidation considering that the star wide receiver in Kyle Phillips was unavailable for this contest. And I know we're going to get into the running heroics for DTR, but I want to focus on the distribution of his passes. He got it to 8 different guys. We saw guys like Cam Brown getting a touchdown off a bubble screen, and then Greg Dulcich as well. It was really nice as well to see Chase Cota get in the mix and get a couple big explosive plays as well.
So I'm going to get to that in a second because I wanted to bring up a couple other people on defense. I thought Daytona Jackson's been playing really, really well. I think he's getting in the backfield a lot, and I think that's really important. And we didn't talk about Devin Kirkwood's interception at the end of the game, which really was what closed out the game. So I think, you know, we have to mention those two. I thought that was an amazing play, great recovery. I still think his momentum carried him into the end zone, and maybe I don't understand the rules the way I should, but I thought we should have got the ball on the, you know, should have been touchback.
So the rule is he made the catch. Yeah, it's where he caught it. He gained possession at about the 4-yard line. So your momentum takes you into the end zone. They're not going to rule it a safety, but you get the ball where you gained possession. So that's why that worked out the way it did.
I think that's a stupid rule. I don't like it. He just fell down in the end zone. But whatever. Okay, I knew I was wrong on that. Usually when I question things like that, I figure I'm wrong. But it's me wanting UCLA to get that. I would get nervous when you have to take snaps inside your own 5 with only a 7-point lead. But here we go on offense. So here's the deal. The game plan, and again, I was pretty proud of myself because I thought that UCLA, I thought Washington was slow, and I thought UCLA could get them off tackle into the outside instead of running up the gut. And I thought they did a really good job of that. I mean, I really think they did a great job of that. And I thought that Dorian Thompson-Robinson needed to have more intermediate and short passes, and I thought they did that really well. And, you know, for everybody out there that's been complaining about Dorian's completion percentage, I mean, Dorian's been throwing the ball downfield like we used to back in my day. Like a lot of, you know, intermediate, you know, outs and curls and posts, and you complete 56 or 7% of your passes, and that's pretty good. But in the modern era of football, you know, there's so much high percentage being completed now by quarterbacks because there's just so many, you know, bubble screens and quick hitters to the outside and short crossing routes and, you know, all the things that the modern era of football does. I just thought UCLA utilized that really, really well. And as well as we run the ball with Charbonnet and Britton Brown and everybody else that's involved. And I also love the fact that Kaz Allen's getting involved more in the offense because I think he's just scary. You have to game plan for him because you're afraid if he gets one step on you, he's gone. So we have the power. We have a quarterback that runs. We threw for a high completion percentage with what looked like a lot of different types of passes that I know I've always been a part of the game plan because we've seen them in the past. It was just so much done well, and we did it all without our number one receiver. A couple of plays to point out, though, you guys, maybe my favorite play of the whole game was the blitz by Washington where Dorian Thompson-Robinson just stood there and just delivered a beautiful pass to Greg Dulcich in the end zone. To me, that shows me the maturity of what DTR, how he's grown. Instead of maybe backpedaling or throwing off his back foot, he kind of stepped into it and made a really, really nice throw there under pressure. And I will tell anybody listening, if you've ever stepped into a throw knowing, you know, that you're going to get, you know, back in my day, guys could take 2 extra steps and kill you. When you have to step into a throw in that type of situation and put it on the money, I mean, I don't know if there's anything harder to do in sports. And I just thought that was a brilliant play by him. So, yeah, I mean, the weapons are there, you guys. I'm telling you, there's a reason why the line has shifted towards UCLA. This offense can be very good going forward. And I still think they've just scratched the surface. I think they can keep getting better.
Yeah, more swinging gate formation potentially.
but how many times did that work?
Yeah. Well, they had it set up one time. They had the numbers, and the block got missed on one of them. They had it set up once, at least. But good news is Kyle Phillips has been participating in practice, so fingers crossed for his availability, and he's feeling good coming on Saturday. Wayne, I think we got to give a little love to this offensive line, too. The Joe Moore Award midseason honor roll just came out, and the UCLA offensive line was one of 19 teams on there. Oregon, by the way, is also on that list as well. But we talk about all these different things that UCLA did in this game with the swinging gate formations, the shovel pass, you know, Kazmir Allen as an H-back getting a little flip. There's a lot for this offensive line to do. They're not lining up five in a row and just run blocking. They're pulling. They're having to change formations at the line, and they've handled it really well.
I love what they're doing, and I was joking around a little bit about how much it worked, because remember, you guys, when you show that stuff on film, guess what the other team has to do all week? They have to practice against it, right? Like sometimes when you show stuff, even if it doesn't work, it's still something they have to worry about. And so when you can get a defense or an opponent thinking about a million different things, like UCLA is comfortable with it. They've done it all year. You know, even if they screw it up sometimes, the other team gets to practice for it for one week and try to be ready for it. And trust me, there are more tricks in UCLA's bag. So, you know, I'm with you. And going back to the offensive line, we've said it all year. The strength of this team is the offensive line. There was a moment in the game, you guys, and I pointed this out on the broadcast, and I want to make sure I say this clearly, where Alec Anderson and Coach Fry, it might have been after one of those trick plays, where and he was just livid. And Coach Fry was talking to Anderson, and trust me, Anderson wasn't just saying, yes, sir. He was mad. If you've ever played at an elite level in sports, trust me, players and coaches sometimes do go at it. It's not a lack of respect. It's like you're just both want to win. You're competitors. But my favorite moment of this exchange was at the end of it. I mean, Coach Fry basically had Alex, you know, they were like face to face, and he had his hands around his neck, not in a negative way, and like a, come on, buddy, I love you. We got to clean this stuff up. We got to get going. To me, it was an amazing coaching moment where at the end of it, it was like a hug. And yeah, we were pissed off at each other because we want to win this freaking game. And they went back and played. And I can't tell you how many times as an athlete I've seen moments like that. But I'm just proud of Coach Fry and Alec Anderson, how they both handled it very professionally. And it was just an awesome moment. And I'm telling you, there is passion on this team, and they want to win, and they want to be champions.
Speaking of a winning formula, guys, how about these numbers from Dorian Thompson-Robinson this season? He has accounted for 18 total touchdowns, 3 turnovers, that is it, 2 picks, 1 lost fumble. His decision-making, as has been pointed out, by Wayne Cook and all of us on the Bruin Insider Show, along with Chip Kelly, has been a big reason as to why the Bruins are in a lot of these games late and are getting those W's. When we come back, Obi Igbo, the UCLA defensive back, a transfer from Stanford, coming off a win a couple weeks ago where he, as a Bruin, beat his former team, the Cardinal. But what does he think about all the buzz around campus with College Game Day setting up for this weekend? Plus, also later on in the show, Peyton Watson, the star freshman basketball player for the Bruins, will join us as well. You are listening to the Bruin Insider Show with the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
At Jersey Mike's, we take great satisfaction in getting that perfect meat slice.
Yes.
But we don't do it for fun. We do it for fresh. Because slice to order makes a sub above.
Bruin fans, enter to win a tailgate party for 10 people prior to the UCLA Oregon game on October 23rd at the Rose Bowl, courtesy of Bristol Farms. Go to UCLABruins.com/tailgate to enter. 2 winners will receive a private tailgate from Tailgater Concierge, including a tent, chairs, and more, and fully catered by Bristol Farms. Bristol Farms is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is available for all your game day tailgating and catering needs. Again, that's UCLABruins.com/tailgate to enter. Good luck.
Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics, is one of the fastest-growing sports nutrition brands in America. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes with best-in-class, all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks, backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready is now available to power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition, powering UCLA champions.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season, UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Perney, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins! Ruins.
Alone, chicken, onions, peppers, and cheese have potential. Together, they have a purpose, a destiny, and a name. Jersey Mike's number 16 chicken Philly, because grilled to order makes a sub above.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We've got UCLA football defensive back in Obi Igbo joining us. He is standing by. But first, a shout out to UCLA alumnus Uncle Artie Pernia, who is proud to announce Pernia Law is the official law firm sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Pernia Law is now offering free consultations to all UCLA students, alumni, fans, and faculty. Just go to plglaw.com to coordinate your free consultation. That's plglaw.com. Now let's get it over to Obi Igbo, who is a catalyst with this improved pass defense for the Bruins. Obi, what is the buzz like around campus, inside the locker room, knowing that ESPN's College Game Day is going to be in Westwood this weekend?
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me. Obviously, it's a very exciting time. I know it's a lot of guys' first College Game Day, and a lot of stuff's going on. Students are back. College Game Day's coming. A lot of fans going to be around the Rose Bowl. It's an exciting time, man. It's going to be a big game, and I think we all know that.
Hey, Obi, this is Nick Cope. Great to have you with us. Since the ASU game, you guys on the defense have put together two really solid outings, including allowing a season-low 184 passing yards against Washington. Where do you think you guys have improved?
I think we've been doing the same things that we've been doing in practice. I think we've been pretty consistent as far as, our technique and fundamentals. Corners have been playing a lot tighter, playing our press man technique, and at the start of practice, we work fundamentals every single day. And I think, we've been getting a good groove and getting a good feel for, what we like to do, and the safeties are doing their thing. So I think we've just been playing sound fundamental football, and we've been working our technique for these last few weeks, and I think it's paying off for us.
Obi, it looked like you were playing sound and fundamental football when you got to visit your former school, and UCLA went up to Stanford and got the W. What was that experience like for you, knowing that you knew so many players on that Cardinal team, and obviously you had some fond memories of some of those relationships, but you came out of there on top?
Yeah, that was a very unique experience. Not too many people get to go to one school and graduate and get to end up playing them in an actual game. I think that's like a fantasy that everybody kind of has. what would it be like if I actually played you guys in a real game. Obviously, I have great memories. My alma mater, knew most of the guys there, except for the guys that came in during the COVID year. It was surreal, man. It was like I was playing another home game. All the memories came flooding back when I was in there, and, can't make the game bigger than what it was. But obviously, it was a really important win for me. And, I have great respect for Coach Shaw and that program. But, I'm glad to say that we came out on top, and it was a great feeling.
You also don't often get the opportunity to be a six-year senior, but on a defense with lots of experienced players, you're one of the more experienced guys. How do you view your role as a leader on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I think I have a lot of experience and perspective to offer, especially to the young guys in the secondary and on this team. I've played in a lot of games. I've seen a lot of things, and I probably see things a little bit differently than some of the other guys do, but also things that go on off the field, whether it's, school and how to manage your time, social life, whatever it is. I think, there are a lot of things I can bring to the table to give these guys a little bit of perspective and kind of help them go through what they're going through. But, I see myself communicating with our safeties and our linebackers and defensive line effectively on the field. And, I think pre-snap communication and talking is a huge part of the game. And, you know, when I see different formations, different splits, when I'm looking at different things on film, you know, I've seen a lot of these things before, familiar with the Pac-12. And, you know, I think I can offer that kind of information and help to the guys on the team.
UCLA defensive back Obi Igbo joining us on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. So, Obi, right now the Bruins are 5-2 on the season. What would you say has surprised you about this year's team so far?
I wouldn't say anything necessarily surprises me. I think, you know, from the time we came back on campus for summer strength and conditioning, we could kind of tell that, you know, this team was going to be pretty special, man. I mean, everybody harps on the fact that we have a lot of senior leadership, and that's something that you can tell just by, like, our roster sheet. But I think also the same thing with the young guys coming in. You know, a lot of guys have stepped up, had to play different roles. I know you've seen Kirkwood out there last week doing his thing. So, I mean, overall, this team is very special, man. I think, you know, since the time I got here during COVID, I think this team has gotten a lot closer, and COVID kind of helped in that regard. You know, I think we had to, you know, form a bond, and, you know, we've just gotten a lot closer as a team. We're going out to eat with each other. You know, we're doing a lot of things with each other. And I think that kind of plays its role on the field. And I think it's been pretty evident with this team and this season.
There's been highs and lows this season. When do you feel like the defense is at its best, Obi? What does it look like?
You know, I think any defense is at its best when, first, there's pre-snap communication before the snap, and you're calling things out. Things are moving around fast with the offense, but we're able to handle things and talk and, you know, kind of hear what we need to do. You know, we get aligned quickly. It's alignment, assignment, technique. You know, when we're doing those fundamental things correctly, and it looks crisp on tape, just like you guys saw in Washington. And I think, you know, as of late, we've been playing well.
We're looking forward to seeing that great play translate to this Saturday. Oregon coming to town. Can't wait to watch you on the field, Obi, for that one. And it is going to be a raucous, fun environment at the Rose Bowl. Obi, thank you so much for joining. Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me. It's going to be fun.
Yes, it will be fun. Also will be fun having Peyton Watson, the freshman phenom on the UCLA basketball team. He is joining us next. How does he feel he can fit into a team that returns 10 of its starters and everybody back from that NCAA tournament run from a season ago? You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show from the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mm-hmm.
Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
For the UCLA basketball team, they're currently number two in the preseason rankings that came out by the Associated Press. And in large part, the reasoning for this is bringing in a five-star freshman. And what a player he is, dominating his team. And we had a great conversation with him, as well as a guy from Long Beach, Peyton Watson, on the program. Peyton, you haven't even played a game yet for UCLA, but the Bruin basketball fraternity has been so welcoming to you, from Trevor Ariza to Baron Davis to Matt Barnes. All these guys are so excited to have you within this program. What has it been like to have their support, and how has that been able to get you more accustomed to the program and being in Westwood?
It's been everything to me. It's made me even more excited just to know that I'm being welcomed with open arms, especially by some great alumni like Matt, Darren Collison, guys like that, Baron Davis. I just saw Baron Davis in Westwood the other day, but it's just been a blessing to get to meet those guys, get some advice from them, see how they did it, see some things they changed, see some things that they felt like I should do, things I should get myself involved with at campus. And it's just been a beautiful thing for me.
What's it been like for you adjusting to college life, both on and off the floor? Anything been easier or tougher than you anticipated? What have these last couple months been like for you?
Oh, I've loved it. Just with everybody being back on campus has been super exciting. Me and my teammates are definitely enjoying ourselves, just with everybody being here, everybody embracing us the way they have been, especially with their amazing run last year. And just some adjustments have just been, we practice every day for like a 5-hour range, whether that's lifting, conditioning, whatever the case may be, practice. They keep us in good shape. And I've definitely had a hard time adjusting to it at the beginning, just because I never had that much of a workload, especially with class and stuff as well. So it's been an adjustment for me, but I feel like I'm getting caught up to speed now. I'm doing just fine.
If there's anybody who can do it, it is you. One of the constant denominators or constant themes or common denominators, that is, for you is loyalty. And I see that as a core value of you, whether it's at UCLA or your basketball game or your high school, your career. What made loyalty so important to you, and why have you been able to stay with that for so long?
I feel like one of the biggest and most important qualities to have with your teammates is trust, especially with your coaches as well. So being the loyal guy that I am, my teammates and my coaches have never had to question my loyalty or my dedication to the program or the team, willing to do whatever it takes to help our team win and just make sure that we look good as a unit. So just that loyalty and coming together has helped do all of that. And I think that my teammates can really trust me, and that helps us with our chemistry on the court as well as our relationships on and off the court. I feel like all these guys here are just some of my best friends, guys I want to have at my wedding one day. So I really enjoy being around the team, and that loyalty means everything to me.
As we all know, UCLA brings back everyone from last year's run to the Final Four. What do you bring to the table to help this team take another step and complement what's already in place?
I think I bring a young, exciting energy. I feel like I really can impact the game on both sides of the court. I feel like my playmaking and ball handling ability is really going to be able to help the team and take some heat off of Tiger, because, as you know, he does his job extremely well, but he has the ball in his hands a lot. And I know he gets tired sometimes. So just come in and relieving pressure from him. Also on the defensive end, with my length and my athleticism, just my ability to create havoc on the defensive end and kind of disrupt the other team's offense, I think that's something that I really bring to the table as well. So I'm just looking to do whatever I can to make sure that the team is winning and that everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
Peyton Watson joining us on the Bruin Insider Show, freshman on the UCLA basketball team. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Finley. Peyton, so much of what you've been able to do is out there, the videos and the highlight reels and everything like that in social media. But what is it like working when nobody's watching, working in silence, when you see the ability to really refine your game and how you've used this hard work and this desire to improve beyond what is being seen. And what does that look like for you, that grind and that determination to get in that extra work and that work ethic?
Well, as you guys know, and a lot of people do, I haven't played a lot of basketball here in the last like 2 years. So just it's been everything to me to be grinding when nobody's watching. So that when I do get the chance to finally be seen, like I will be here in a couple of weeks, that my skills are refined, I'm ready to go, and that we could just hit the ground running with this thing. I've been doing it all my high school career, just kind of grinding, staying low key to myself and making sure that I'm ready, that when those lights do come on, that I'm ready to perform at the highest level. And I think you guys will see that here, just with how I've gotten stronger since being here, really learning the game from Coach Cronin and the rest of the coaching staff, and just maturing as a leader and developing some of those leadership characteristics. So yeah, the hard work is everything to me. I mean, and all of my teammates share that with me as well. So I think that's why we all get along so well. We know that it comes business first and then fun and being with each other second.
Over the summer, you won gold playing with the USA U19 team at the FIBA World Cup in Latvia. How do you think that experience helped prepare you to come now to UCLA and play at the next level?
I think it prepared me just to be playing with guys as talented as my teammates are and as good as those guys were out there in Latvia. I mean, that was one of the best rosters that I played on. We had talent head to toe from the top of the roster down to the bottom. I feel like we were super, super talented. And we came together in a super short period of time, built some chemistry up, and that's where we were able to end up winning that gold medal. And it was a great experience for me just getting out of the country, being able to see how other teams play, how other countries play, especially during the pandemic as well. That was just a blessing for us to be able to travel and play the game that we love. So I think it prepared me for this experience at UCLA very well. I'm glad I really got to do it, because it's hard sometimes, like coming from high school to college and being on a team and a roster full of guys who can all play. And with Johnny, Jaime, me, Tiger, Cody, we got so many guys that it's really helped me to know how to mesh with my teammates and build that chemistry up as well.
Peyton, that refreshing perspective you have, how are you so centered?
I mean, I got to give all the credit to my parents. They kind of just built that up in me, that no matter how much people think about you or making everything about you, I want to make it about my team, because at the end of the day, basketball ain't a one-person game. There's five guys that go out on that court every game, and we all contribute towards winning. Even the players that might not play that much who are on the bench, that energy is infectious, and it allows us to go out there and play with the confidence that we play with. So it's never just about me. There's a lot of moving parts with this whole thing. A lot of people that don't even get the credit they deserve, like our dietitian, Jess, our strength trainer, Wes, like we just got so many people helping us that it would be selfish of me just to make it all about myself.
Speaking of family, you have another Jackrabbit on the roster. What's it been like getting to know Miles Johnson? And are we going to see some of those on-court Long Beach Poly connections this season?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Me and Miles are real good pals. And he just kind of takes me under his wing as like a little brother. And seeing as though how he's been in college for 4 years already, he's graduated, he's experienced all this stuff, he makes it easier for me when I go out there, because he's giving me the game ahead of time. So me and Miles will for sure be connecting on some nice plays this year.
I see connections with Miles, and I see him with all the rest of the team as you guys are getting ready a couple weeks until the start of the season. The team chemistry is already there, and it is an honor to have you on, Peyton Watson, on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Peyton, thank you so much for taking a couple minutes out of your day to talk with us.
Oh, thank you guys for having me. It's a blessing.
So the UCLA basketball team has a couple big matchups in November with Gonzaga and Villanova. And that upcoming month. But the UCLA football team has a huge matchup this weekend. It is Oregon, and College Game Day is here with ESPN. So let's analyze the matchup. Let's break it down and how the Bruins can attack and come out on top. That is the discussion that is coming up next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-thru oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got burgers, chicken sandwiches, french fries, bacon, and condiments as far as the eye can see.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes.
The blitz is on, and oh, Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Perney, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins! Bruins!
Bruin fans, enter to win a tailgate party for 10 people prior to the UCLA-Oregon game on October 23rd at the Rose Bowl, courtesy of Bristol Farms. Go to uclabruins.com/tailgate to enter. Two winners will receive a private tailgate from Tailgater Concierge, including a tent, chairs, and more, and fully catered by Bristol Farms. Bristol Farms is a proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics and is available for all your game day tailgating and catering needs. Again, that's uclabruins.com/tailgate to enter. Good luck!
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, we got a big party on campus in Westwood on Saturday with ESPN's College Game Day coming in. And Bruin fans, don't forget to enter to win a tailgate party for 10 people prior to the Oregon game, courtesy of Bristol Farms. Go to UCLABruins.com/tailgate to enter. Two winners will receive a private tailgate from Tailgater Concierge, including a tent, chairs, and more, and fully catered by Bristol Farms. Again, that is UCLABruins.com/tailgate to enter. Good luck. The Bruins, 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon at the Rose Bowl, will welcome in the Oregon Ducks, a team, depending upon what ranking you look at, number 9 or number 10. And Wayne, coming into this game, the Ducks head coach Mario Cristobal was asked about his first impression of this Bruins team. And the first thing he said, and he would repeat himself in saying this term, is physical. And I would love to hear why you think that the Bruins could, in a way, out-physical this team, considering the way this Bruins team is running the football right now and how well that offensive line is being able to push guys back off the line.
Well, I actually think that's the key to the whole game. I think the team that runs the ball better has a really good chance of winning this game. I mean, UCLA's got to find a way to slow down Travis Dye and a mobile quarterback in Anthony Brown. And UCLA, you know, you have to stop us. When UCLA runs the ball really well, we win. You know, and it's like, you know, last week we didn't talk about it. We didn't see as much of Britton Brown, and I'm not really sure why. I know that Charbonnet has been really, really good, but it was a little interesting that he got so few carries, and I'm curious if that was, you know, what the reason was. Hopefully we have both of those guys for this game, because if the offensive line can push you around, and I think if you talk to Cristobal, it's not just the offensive line. The way the defensive plays is very aggressive. And if you watch enough of the games when they're playing well, I think the defense is very physical too. UCLA will hit you. So, hey, this is a heavyweight battle, guys. Both teams are really good. There's stars on both sides of the ball. The line is close to a pick 'em. I know UCLA is favored by a little bit, which is showing a lot of respect for UCLA. I just think it's a great matchup. I think Oregon's gettable, though. I think if UCLA's on its game, if the crowd is – and I'm telling all you people, this is one of those games where you have to come. You have to. Get your butt to the Rose Bowl. It's going to be one of those games you'll remember for the rest of your life. Show up, be crazy, wear blue, get loud, and it's going to be so much fun. This is a huge game.
It's middle of the afternoon, mid-late October. It's going to be 65. It's going to be perfect. Come on out.
Perfect.
Talk to me about what you're seeing quarterback to quarterback with Anthony Brown, because he's gotten some flack at times. He'll have some really good games. He'll have other times where he doesn't look as sharp. What are you seeing from him? Obviously, he's going to be very involved in their run game. But as far as passing, give me a sense of what Anthony Brown brings to the table and potentially some of his limitations that the Bruins might be able to exploit.
I'm just going to say this. I think Dorian's the better quarterback of the two. I think he throws better. Mm-hmm. I think Anthony Brown's limited. It doesn't mean he can't make plays. We saw this. I mean, and again, I'm going to keep going back to third down. You've got to get a team like Oregon off the field. You know, if you get them to third and five, third and six, you can't keep giving up first downs. You just have to find a way. And that's tricky when you play a quarterback like Anthony Brown, because even when you have coverage or you put pressure on them, sometimes they escape and they get those yards. And there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, having a drive extended when you get excited and you get fired up and you think you're going to stop them. And then you go, okay, we got to do this again. That's part of the game. Don't get me wrong. But I think Anthony Brown is I think there's an interception or two. I think there could be a mistake or two in there. I actually, you know, I never like to say this about people, but I'm not sure. You know, he's one of the reasons. I know, obviously, he's a starter on a really good team, but I think they're better. I think there's better quarterbacks in the conference. Let's just put it that way. I don't ever want to be mean to anybody, because now, you know, I don't want to come out and have the game of his life. But I think there's mistakes out there to be had by him.
And, Wayne, to your point, if you look at the games that the Ducks have played, they have had to squeak by in a lot of them.
Yes.
In games in which a lot of people thought they should be blowouts in favor of the Ducks. Fresno State beating them only by a touchdown. It was a tight one against Arizona where the Wildcats were within 5 points going into the fourth quarter. Then there was that loss, surprising to many, at Stanford in overtime. And then just going back to last Friday and the 7-point win against the Cal Bears where Wayne, the Bears had a chance right at the doorstep to force overtime with a touchdown, and they were stopped.
Sometimes all the big recruits and, you know, big names don't always mesh. You know, we listen to some of those interviews, and you talk to Obi Igbo, and he talked about how tight this team is, this UCLA team, and I see it in the locker room, and I see the way they interact with each other. That matters. And so, you know, I'm not saying that Oregon doesn't have that, but if you watch them play, it just feels like they're playing below what their talent level should be, and they've struggled in a lot of games. But now at the same time, I'll tell you this, they're winning, right? I mean, there's something to be said about that. So trust me, I'm not trying to say Oregon's bad. They're finding ways to win games, even if they're close games. And we've said it before. UCLA beat Arizona by 18, and the fan base was like, only 18? We go on the road and beat a Washington team. They're like, yeah, well, that Washington team lost to Montana, so what? I'm just telling everybody, winning is winning is winning. You know, these games are all going to be hard. Cal is not going to be an easy game. Colorado is not going to be an easy game. There's just no such thing. You don't just roll out and destroy people in the Pac-12. It's just there's too much parity. So this is a big-time game against a big-time team with big-time athletes. I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau is you know, top five pick. Right? Noah Sewell is a monster at middle linebacker. I mean, these guys can absolutely play. I already mentioned Travis Dye. They've got weapons. You know, Johnny Johnson, the receiver. They've got guys that can play. So you've got to show up, and they're going to have to play their best game. But here's the deal. With a great crowd, this is going to feel like, and I even think it could be better, the LSU game. The intensity in that game was so fun, and the players fed off it. That's why it's so important for everybody to show up. These players will feed off of it. We're getting healthy on defense. I'm so excited for the matchup. I can't wait for Saturday.
Wayne, I can feel your euphoria. And speaking of people showing up, we're going to break down how everybody can get involved, Bruin fans, to the College Game Day experience on Saturday. That is next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Well, Bob, I don't like Hunger's chances here, not against this feast of an IHOP defensive line.
That's right, Jim. They got pancakes, sausage, bacon, hash browns, and even scrambled eggs.
Heck of a lineup, Bob. They've been slaying Hunger in the backfield this whole season. Makes you wonder how Hunger finds the courage to get back out there.
Empty tummy, 42 pancakes!
The blitz is on, and Hunger is demolished once again.
It never stood a chance, Bob.
Tackle your hunger with IHOP's Game Day Family Feasts.
It's Looney Tunes versus Goons, and LeBron James is leading the charge in Space Jam, A New Legacy, now available at Redbox. When LeBron and his son are trapped in a digital space, they join the Looney Tunes gang and face a powered-up roster of NBA and WNBA stars on the court. The high-stakes game scores lots of laughs and shines a light on the power of being yourself. Watch Space Jam, A New Legacy, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Well, for the first time since 1998, the Bruins are going to be playing host to ESPN Game Day, and this is the first experience on campus back in 1998. It was at the Rose Bowl. Here's how it looks. 6 a.m. is when everything starts, the festivities on national television with ESPN, and it's going to be at, I believe, Nick, is it right off of the soccer field? So they're going to have the backdrop there, and it's going to be an incredible sight to see because you'll have all the steps, right, going up to get the picturesque view. Yeah, so...
Yep, you're going to be right there in Wilson Plaza. Yep.
Yeah, so Wilson Plaza, 6 a.m., but you can get there as early as 4 a.m. I know Wayne will be there probably at 2 a.m. he'll be up all night. He'll be so excited. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Nick, you said you're going to be there. I'll be at the game. What do you guys think that's going to be like just kind of foreseeing this experience for Bruin fans?
It's going to be awesome. It's going to, you know, listen, Bruin fans are fired up. If you're negative right now, then stop it. Just stop it. Drink some positive juice, show up for game day, get your butt over to the Rose Bowl, cheer like crazy, and let's go Bruins.
We're going to be there. We're going to be loud. And Corso is going to put on the Joe Bruin head, and everything's going to be great. I know he's got a long-standing relationship with the Duck, but we need to introduce him to Joe Bruin, and it's going to be a great day. Hope to see everyone out there.
Yeah, it is going to be a day to remember. And then the game, of course, against Oregon at the Rose Bowl kicks off at 12:30 on national television. For the great producer, Gabe Genovese, Paul Engel, David Dukakis, Stephen Hartzell, all with the Learfield team. I am Brian Fenley alongside Wayne Cook and Nick Cope. This is the Bruin Insider Show. We'll catch you back here next week.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.